The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's official. Government is finally working.
This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
And coincidentally, so is the fact-checking industry. More after this from Charlie. Typically, White House news conferences don't make much news, but Donald Trump's are dramatically different. Just about every answer provides fact-checkers with a tweetable headline. Here's CBS's Chip Reed.
I inherited a mess.
In fact, he inherited an unemployment rate of less than 5%. President Obama inherited an economy in the deepest recession since the Great Depression.
On the border wall with Mexico.
Met with General, now Secretary Kelly, and we're starting that process.
There's no new funding from Congress and no plan to get Mexico to pay for it.
After the president said this,
I guess it was the biggest Electoral College win since Ronald Reagan.
He even got an in-person, real-time fact-check from Peter Alexander of NBC.
In fact, President Obama got 365 in
2008. Well, I'm talking about Republican.
George H.W. Bush, 426. So why should Americans trust
you? Well, no, I was told. Actually, I've seen that information around. But it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
At times, it was like watching a not very prepared Jeopardy contestant. Even news anchors are getting in on it.
The president listed about 20 presidential orders that he says the media won't cover. We have covered them.
And so I realize all this is very negative. So let me just say that the president did make at least one statement that I'm pretty sure everybody in the room absolutely agreed on.
I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
100% true. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.